Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings, guys. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me as I journey into the third chapter of Ephesians. I always like starting a new chapter. There's a reason the translators broke the things into chapters and verses. It's for memorization purposes, but I know I'm probably a little too critical. Sometimes I say, oh, terrible chapter break or terrible translation break. You know, why didn't they just wait one more sentence? But let's be honest. For the most part, it's really well done. It's pretty remarkable, in fact, that how they broke the chapters up. This third chapter of Ephesians is a classic example of getting it right. Because the third chapter, there's a great transition. Paul says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you. Great transition. He's given you a lot of information, and now he's going to head into another direction and build on that information. And the third chapter has three good breaks. It deals with the mystery revealed for about 7 verses, and then for the next 6 or 7 verses, it deals with the purpose of that mystery. And then for the next 6 or 7 or 8 verses, it deals with the appreciation of that mystery. So the whole chapter, 21 verses, is the mystery chapter. And that sounds like I mean the chapter that, it's a case that needs solved. That's not really what I mean, as much as it is the chapter that speaks of this great mystery. Things that have been hidden, things that have not been revealed. And really, in Christ, all of the hidden things get revealed. He is our wisdom. And so, if you want to know the fulfillment of a passage or a prophecy or whatever, find its fulfillment in Christ. With all of that said, let's get busy in the first verse of chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you. And I'm going to have to take breaks because it's one big, long sentence that extends all the way down to the end of the 7th verse. Well, I'm not going to try to teach one big, long sentence, so we'll break it into the verses that the translators did. And I got to deal with the very beginning statement, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus. First of all, something that we might not think about much is the fact that Paul stamps his name all over his letters. He usually opens with his name. He always closes with his name. In fact, he tells us in one of his epistles that you know it's me because I always sign my name. I think it's one of the Thessalonican letters. It's one of the reasons I don't think he wrote Hebrews, because he's so silent. The author of Hebrews is so silent as to who he or she might be. Here, Paul stamps his name again, right in the middle of the book. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner. Well, that's something worth talking about, but that's, of course, not the whole thing. What is worth mentioning, I think, is the fact that Paul calls himself a prisoner, which is a very interesting way of framing this conversation, considering he spends a large amount of time in his letter to the Galatian church releasing the Galatian people from a servant mentality into a sonship mentality. So then to call himself a prisoner must mean not that Christianity is a new form of servitude, as much as it means you voluntarily imprison yourself within the will of Christ Jesus, and that Christianity is not about me serving him as much as it's being his son. But for those of us who have accepted the call into ministry, the call into relating to people's lives through ministry, there is somewhat a prisoner mentality, but it's a voluntary servitude where we place ourselves within who he is and what he wants to accomplish in our lives. And in doing that, it becomes a very beautiful thing, not a laborsome thing, but something that we very much want to do. We'll see what that brings out in Paul on tomorrow's DDP. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.